Welcome to the Circle of Dawn. Enjoy.
The next day arrives. So you get up in the morning. Place is just as busy as usual. There's a lot more scruffier people in here now. Just getting a bit of food, bit of drink than there was last night. Morning can be 12 o'clock also for you, Kalias.
We agreed to meet Kalias somewhere in town.
Cormilan, yeah.
Cormilan, sorry, did we arrange to meet him somewhere?
Yeah, north of town at noon.
North of town, okay.
So we head out there at the right time and look out for him. And I have Sokotai, so, you know, maybe Ganra will just come to meet her.
Okay, we'll eventually find Cormilan camped up outside town, and so you find Cormilan.
I'm very happy to see you all well.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I had a very relaxing night out in the wilds. I'm still sitting in front of a tough-like stone tent, but it's... You can see that it used to be very well hidden during the night by a lot of vines and shrubbery and whatnot that has grown onto it.
You're
the dragon wants to talk to you.
I'm so sorry, Nick, please again.
So our dragon wishes to talk to you.
Dragon wishes to talk to
me. Yes.
That is a very exciting development. For me just being gone for a night, can you elaborate on that, please? And sit and have something to eat. You must have ridden now for an hour or two.
Sure, yeah. Your delicious porridge.
No, not today. I restricted myself to gathering some berries and preparing a little bread and whatnot with it. So you'll find a loaf of bread and some cheese and whatnot. Sorry, Nick, again?
That it sounds divine.
Then help yourself.
Business talk. Did you have any visions from Garland by any chance instructing you to trust Thrinian's sister?
No.
Sad, because we were expecting that you would.
I did, however, commune with her, and he and she told me that I should hand over the heart to someone my intuition tells me to trust. That much I have been told. And as you might be well aware, my trust does not exactly lie with the Blood Skulls.
Well, if it helps you feel any better, she's not really with the Blood Skulls. She's apparently just a dragon minding her own business.
She is apparently just a dragon. Are you messing with me again?
I would think that as well if I didn't see her just flying down from the ship yesterday. So, no, I'm not messing with you. Indeed, she's a dragon. She's the one that Vanessa has seen near the cave when we got out of the tomb. Which is why she was fully aware that we have the heart. And she says that she also serves Garland and wishes to protect the heart from any harm that may come to it. She will not take it by force, which... it's quite nice of her because, you know, she's a dragon.
We have to assume she... I'm trailing off mid-sentence, giving you a blank stare. Still probably not really believing what you're saying, but also seeing that you're not yet cracked up in a grin, which makes me suspicious.
No, it's definitely a dragon.
And that dragon told you, hey, I'm a dragon, ask Cormelan to give me the heart? Are you serious now?
It didn't go quite like that, so... It got quite close. I mean, I did ask her straight if she was a dragon, and she said yes. And then she demonstrated because Fendrak was like, oh, I'm a dragon as well. And he is not. However, she is.
Don't sound like that.
What?
Don't sound like that.
Well, it just so happens that all of the trolls sound the same to me. Therefore, yes, you do sound like that.
I will offer Fendrak another plate of cheese and sweet berries. Very marvelous combination, I must say. Keep my it's like a blind like say Kalias, are you really, really meaning? And you let's just assume you are right and this was not some kind of illusionist trick, maybe?
Illusionist trick. Because, of course, it could have been an illusionist trick.
So let's assume all this is like you perceived it to be. She is a dragon. She told you. Garland told me. Even if that much is true, how can we trust a being of this, well, let's say scope of things? How do we know that Garland actually trusts her? How do we know that trust is earned rightfully? And how do we know that even if she's a dragon, she's not using us as pawns in some scheme that is way beyond our lifespans?
I mean, of course she is. Don't be dumb. But still, it seems like we might have a common goal for the time being. And while all of your questions are valid, and I agree you don't have to necessarily trust her, she said that she was really counting on the fact that your vision would vouch for her. And I am rather disappointed that it was not a particularly straightforward one. Perhaps you could meet her anyway. She's not going to take it by force. If she wanted to, she would be just trailing us and just taking it right now. Have a conversation. Decide what you will. Check her credentials with Garland. Ask her the Garland in on it knowledge questions. After all, it's your decision. She did say something that rang quite true to me, though. Taking the heart to Parlaith might be a pretty stupid idea, and especially knowing that we've had these doppelgangers assassins on our backs already. Who knows what else is going to come up and come after us. So maybe, unless you're actively using the heart, maybe it is worth giving it to someone for safekeeping. And if she is on our side, then she most definitely would be at least capable of keeping it safe. So why don't you make up your own mind by speaking to her? I swear, had she wanted to take this heart forcefully from you, she would take that heart and your actual heart in one strike, and you wouldn't even know where it came from.
Yeah, the Manson makes a very good point.
Yeah. Or the traditional, just send in a million of their normal thugs to take us down anyway, like last time.
Actually makes me think that I will sit there for a disturbingly long time pondering.
Maybe you can ask Alan.
Forcing you to give it up.
My time with Garland is not that long yet, but as far as I could glean, he and she are not very direct about what they are saying. Giving the heart to someone my intuition tells me is trustworthy? Well, assuming my intuition would tell me that about Nibonacht, then Garland's request would be fulfillable. But she and he will not tell me, yes, put it here or put it there. Sadly, I tried to find a way out of this mess, or a way how to handle this mess, at least for the last couple of weeks. Unsuccessful. Maybe this is the way, but maybe it's also some kind of trick.
Okay. However, it is clear that had she wanted to take it from you by force, she would have. Which means you can hear her out, think what you may of her arguments, and it seems like she will not take it against your wishes. Your heart is yours to give.
It is not mine, and it is not mine to give.
Well, apparently it is. Garland doesn't give clear instructions, and you're the only person in charge.
Let's assume she is a dragon. Then what you say is probably true. She could have taken it right in front of the tomb.
Probably.
She's not a dragon, and this was some kind of trickery. It still happened on the largest galley. These parts of were safe with probably, I don't know, 150 armed folks at the ready.
Yeah.
So that means she could also have taken it by force.
I think the galleon actually packs a bit more. So I heard some trolls bragging about 200.
Well, then she would have had 50 people left to drop the decks or whatever you do on an airship. You're not on duty.
Yeah.
So that much is still true.
You said the most important thing was earning your trust.
If she was not truthful about all this, why would she then need my trust?
Well, it's clear to me, as it was up on the ship, you two need to have a conversation. Because all she talked about is you, and all you're talking about is this dragon. You just need to go up there, take some personal responsibility, and go and talk to this dragon.
She will also have a courier coming from Parlaenth, and we will be able to ask some questions about the stone, possibly. She didn't actually even name it as a price for the information, for trading the heart or anything. Just gives it out for free. And there are also some cultists of Ragok apparently in town that we may want to dispatch.
Cultists of Ragok?
Yes. Which, again, she didn't name as a price either.
Well, that would maybe explain something I witnessed last night when leaving.
What was that?
I came across the body of a dead dwarf. He was way past me or Garland being able to help him. And he had a sigil carved into his skin. Still fresh and still bleeding. And I learned that these murders are happening regularly lately. And first I took it for, well, the sigil carved into his skin is a Bloodskull's sigil, so it angered me, but didn't surprise me, to be honest. But I've been told there were also other sigils in other chests and arms. And I find it peculiar that apparently several of the factions and organizations here resort to plain old murder, which is believable. But I cannot imagine that all of them would go on and put business cards like that into their skins, the skins of their victims. And that got me thinking that maybe someone is deliberately trying to sow distrust and strife within the community, which would befit cult of questers.
Well, I'm assuming that everyone here wants to take care of this issue.
Yep.
Well, it's a community in danger. So far, I only thought that Corollas might have a little too strong a grip on this town.
Yeah.
And this would not be on me to judge or solve. But if it's actually the Horned One trying to get influence here, we, as good name givers, should care about it, especially as good name givers who have a enemy that is his friend, his tool, or whatever.
Well, we still have to wait for the carrier, so might as well take care of that. And in the meanwhile, you can ponder whether you want to speak to the dragon and submit or not.
Can we please stick to her name? That makes it...
In all honesty, her name is pretty difficult, so I...
Yobi Naka.
Do you have any immediate plans right now?
Well, you mentioned a dead body, so I am instantly interested.
Yes, but are you, like, an hour's urgently interested, or can you wait for an hour or so?
What for?
I have to think and ponder a little longer.
Are you joking right now? Ponder? You're gonna sit here and ponder for an hour?
Yes, and I will try to get help while pondering, if you know what I'm meaning.
Why don't you ponder on Hutava's back and we'll head back to town?
Because I need some quiet and silence for that. I don't need a bumpy Gambra. I'm patting him to make up for the demeaning things. And
risque.
I don't need you berating me about all this.
Didn't need you berating. Fine. Go. Sit in your corner for an hour staring at the rocks.
Yeah, I will, at this point, go into my corner and gently raise a sheet of solid rock in front of the door, pretty much like Tofu do, and shut you out.
I told you he's going to stare at the rock for an hour. And he's literally just turned around and went and do it.
And then it will take considerably more than an hour, I guess.
After an hour, I knock on the door.
It's a very sturdy door, so knock yourself out.
I ask a question.
Yeah.
Are you communing with Garlan?
I'm trying to, probably, maybe.
It only takes half an hour.
Before that, I will need time to think.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
This is, I mean,
but I do love,
like,
how you've brought this into the session and roleplay rather than my suggestion. So that's cool.
I mean, this is kind of like this is a ring and you have to walk all across the continent and put this ring into a volcano. This is the situation I'm facing. So let me think. I would suggest my dear comrades and my impatient friend Kalias won't have to witness all this firsthand. They can play some cards or do whatever, play with bones, I don't care. Yeah, then I will spend some time actually just thinking options, angles, try to see what's best for the communities in different sizes. Community of Bersafe. Is it more important to keep the heart safe than helping this town? Like I pondered last night, was it more important to get the heart into safety than to see if I can help that dwarf in case he's still alive?
Yeah.
Was it more important to keep the heart safe than making sure this woman got home more or less safely? Can I leave the questers of Ragok freely in this town for the price of getting the heart to safety, or do I have to care for this little community so I can help the larger community of the whole of Borsaif? And all these are things I'm thinking really hard on.
Yeah.
And coming to the conclusion that if there is a way, a chance to get the heart to safety and freeing what I can, or freeing the resources I can give to the smaller communities on the way, that's probably worth at least contemplating.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will then slowly sink into the kind of meditation I got used to by now, not pondering on my discipline, not pondering on the elements, which is pretty difficult because the elements are very often in the forefront of my thoughts.
Yep.
But I gently push them aside, I arrange them in a balanced fashion so I can safely push them away and open myself up to this new entity in my life, which is apparently the subsummation of well-being of the communities in Borsaif.
Hello, my child. How may I help you? Fine day. You have vision.
Yes, I do. And I feel I do not have all the information I need to make a thorough decision. I fear my judgment might be clouded from what I've learned about these people before. I might be wrong about who this person is, after all. But what if I'm not wrong? What if my feelings are right? Then I would very much do the opposite of what you need me to do and what Borsaif needs me to do.
What feelings cause you such pain and anguish?
Distrust. Not proud to admit, but probably hate. Hatred. I have seen these people do many things that hurt their community, selfishly extort their community, that actually hurt people of their community, physically and mentally. And I can't bring myself to believe that this is the right person to entrust with your... And also, I learned that this person apparently is not even a name giver, but bigger than that, older than that.
But faces that are times connected, faces of distrust, sometimes faces that may be trusted.
That makes me smile mid-meditation. Sometimes I wish, this time I wish, that Minbruji would have given me some of his wisdom so I could tell for sure, or at least had a chance to tell for sure. But in order to help this little town, I need to put this burden on touching the heart gently someplace else where I know it's safer than with me.
Need a burden. Voice. Ambrugi may be able to show more wisdom, relay to you a more direct route to take. However, I do not want to influence your heart. Your heart should guide you. I believe can be entrusted. One of no trust for. Choice still up to you. You are the guardian of the heart. You will receive the heart. Time is right. Have a decision to make.
I do. And I thank you for your compassion, that Minbruji wouldn't be able to inspire me. Yeah, with that, I'm slowly drifting out of the meditation.
well, my see child, her. Is she, Alan?
Yeah, and then another 20 minutes or so later, the stone tent will slowly slide back into the ground and dissipate.
When this stupid fucking door, I'm going to plug some more up there.
And you...
Right, there you are.
Yes, I am here.
The hour's long gone.
I'm sorry that I made you wait. I see you.
That yawning
you
character,
rubbing your,
Thundrak. You...
I'm always in character.
I see you probably rubbing your hand. I know you enjoy bones, but keep yourselves a little, or keep your own bones in proper shape for now, I suggest.
Really good advice. Keep your own bones in proper shape.
With that, I will stand up, come towards you, and actually embrace you.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, all right. You know I'm not a fan of public displays of affection. So,
yes,
how about...
Forgive me, my friend.
Why are you being so weird?
That's what happens when he doesn't have porridge.
Yeah, seems like it. Let's stick to the porridge diet. Shall we go?
Yes.
Did you become enlightened?
No, but I became a little more decided on things.
Okay. Well, what do we want to do first? I would like to see the dead body you mentioned.
I probably should pay a visit to a certain galley first, but as the body has been reclaimed by the Order already, there might be a way for you to find it.
Are you going to tell me where to look for it?
I don't exactly know where they brought it, but I can maybe ask the guard.
Fine, I can make inquiries on my own. Are you going to visit her then?
Yes, I think so.
And do you want to do it on your own, or do you need company?
I assume you talked to her last night and came to an accord to ask me to visit hers.
Why yes.
Join in?
Well, in that case, we will just pursue the information and you can just go and resolve that. Whichever you decide, that is.
I mean, if you're literally going into the dragon's den, it's good to have friends with you, right?
I said that to you last night.
Last night?
Now it's good to have friends. Now I'm going to see the dragon, now I want my friends.
Last night we didn't know she is what she is, and last night we did not at all know if she is trustworthy. And now I have some ideas that she might be.
Fine, then we will accompany you. Let's go.
As long as it happens today, that's fine.
As long as it happens now.
Agreed.
Okay. Is that cue?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So you head off back into town. So it's about an hour or two. Make your way towards the airship. The fog has cleared. It's kind of like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon now, and get back towards the airship. You get on the Drakkar to lead you up, and before you are taken down below to where you met Niobe Nakat first, Paul Milan, see a dragon hovering above the deck. Says
in
to you,
plain sight?
Yep. Cormelan, your friend urges you to come, please. Talk. Whirls around. A whirl of tendrils and smoke. And then appears on the deck. Niobe Nakat, The one that you're all too familiar with. Sorry for my display, Pomelan, but I took from the rest of your group. They require proof of certain things. So, rather than having to ask for proof, I thought I would give it outright. So,
I'm impressed and grateful for your straightforwardness in this. And I'm honestly impressed that you have seen this many times before, so I try not to bore you with me staring in awe.
I am a little concerned with people, givers, or anyone becomes impressed by a dragon. No dragon. Especially the great dragons don't use their size and appearance to belittle the other name givers. We are here, world, help where we can. We have our goals, of course. We have our interests also. We are not here to press miles kindly.
The letters on my forehead probably say something. Yeah, well, it seems to just come naturally to you then, but I'm not speaking up. So I'm sorry to have disappointed you last night with your very kind dinner invitation. I hope that after the events in Daranis you understand me being reluctant.
I expected such a thing. I had hopes. May reconsider. But, alas, doesn't matter. We are here now.
I'm giving a glance towards Nadred and Malakal without knowing their names or other crew that might be shuffling around on deck.
Yeah, the only people that are in there are you lot. Nirby and Akhtar and the two seven of the Stonius guards. 8.5 foot tall. Troll size, easily.
So, should we discuss what is to discuss right here, right now?
Do. That's what I hope you came here for. So, my offer is this. Neither heart. I will keep it safe until such time. Till that time, I will guard it with my life. I have promised, Garland.
What, if I may ask, made you give him and her such a potentially dangerous promise?
I may be extremely powerful and very wise and intelligent from the many years I have lived in the world. Some think I was foolish and lucky. I left my lair before the scourged end. Those who think that, I would caution. Do not think I am weak. Do not think not fought some of the most powerful horrors ever to exist. However, it's irrelevant. What is relevant? Garland has asked me himself. Guard the heart. For a passion to request of me such a thing, I feel honored. Therefore, I will do as they wish. As they have asked, especially considering what is at risk. Do we want a world without the passions? I would say not. So who,
I would
not knowing, who knows there is any possibility that we could lose the passions? Wouldn't one want to do something to prevent that from happening? Hence why I say as I say. I will protect the heart with my life until such time you require it to defeat Ragok.
That notion makes me stop my thoughts and maybe the sentence I was about to speak. Defeat Ragok. That is maybe something I'm just not laughing off as ridiculous, because I hear it on the day I met a dragon and I hear it from a dragon. But still my mind finds it hard to believe such thing could be from my hands or any single name giver's hands. Try to hold her gaze for a little moment, as long as I dare and as long as I can stand it, and let you see if I trust her.
As you stare at her, she will blink, smile. She will hurt your gaze occasionally, saying what you thought, not what you're saying, did you? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. By defeat, mean destroy. Destroy a passion. That is what Ragok, Senki, thinks they can do. Indeed, they can. We need to stop that. But by Garland's will, Ragok will not be destroyed. Your quest is to prevent that. Collect the items. Learn about the items. Use the items. Stop Ragok destroying passions.
If anyone in this world can maybe heal his wounds and make him whole again, it must be Garland.
Though she wishes so, could never wish for Ragok to be destroyed.
Garland is compassion, Garland is care, and I will need to learn more of her. With that, I'm turning around to my comrades, especially to Kalias.
Oh.
Then take the heart from my neck, walk over to Nubinakat, and muster as much strength I can find within me and within Garland. Stretch out my hand with the heart dangling from it on the chain or leather strap, and say, then take it, safeguard it, and keep it as Garland wishes it. I dearly hope I'm not wrong about this. In case I am, assured, as little as it may mean to you, I'll try my best to get it back, and I hope Garland's compassion will lead my way if that day ever comes. But I sincerely hope I'm not wrong about this. And if that's the case, I, as one name giver on behalf of this town and this province and all name givers within, thank you for your help.
First of all, she says, thank you. Gently bows, Formalan, for your trust. She holds out her hand, grabs hold the heart of Garland, hoping you'll release the chain. She moves her hand away, takes the heart, presses it in both hands, cups it, opens her hands. Heart is gone. Safe now, Formalan. Can have some comfort in that fact. As I have said, art is yours. We'll receive the heart when the time is right. Thank you.
I will bow myself. I really hope that holding the heart for you, that holding the heart will not make your home an unsafer home. May your home always be safe under the protection of Galen, and I hope you don't come to regret your most gracious decision you made today.
I could never regret helping a passion. As I have said, even if it costs my life, I will protect the heart. But there are two of us. My partner, Dante, the white dragon in the Corvette Mountains. Two. As I have informed your friends, I may have some information where the stone may lie in Parlenth. The person may return today. Most likely tomorrow now. Your friend, Vendrak, seems interested in finding out where the cult of Ragok died. I have informed the rest of your three that they frequent the market square. Talk about life, struggle only in death. One be released from the suffering of life. Those who prefer death, suffering and struggles of life, are not worthy to live. So they must die. These are the kind of things that this cult speak of. So, if you can find their lair, I'm most appreciative. If you decide not to, don't worry. I will find them. Tomorrow, hopefully, I will have the answer. Well, a clue to whereabouts of the stone of foretelling lies in Parlin. However, do not expect it to be on a map with an X. Garland has said something about a gardener, which confuses me. I will contemplate on that for a while longer. So if there's anything else, bid you fond farewell. I will contact you when I have information for my courier.
We'll let you know when we've tracked down the cultists.
So you're free to go, or you can ask more questions. So,
I think Cormelan for once has enough dragon for one day.
Thought that went well. Right, okay, so you get back off the airship. You head back into... the airship's on the outskirts of town. You head back to town.
Thanks for watching The Circle of Dawn. See you next time. Bye.